We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Thank you so much. I want to read you some verses this morning from the first chapter of Galatians, and I want to pass some things on to you. You may be familiar with them, but you know you never get tired of the Word of God if you're really a Christian. Now notice these words, the first chapter of Galatians. Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me under the church of the Galatia. Now, notice what Paul says here. Paul. Now, the word Paul is a little one. Saul is a great one. Saul of Tarsus. Right? But Paul, I Paul. Now, he said, I'm a little one, but I'm an apostle. Right? You know, you don't have to be a big one if you are called of God and doing what God told you to do. Every man who's doing the will of God is a big man. Yes, you're connected with a big movement, and you identify the big movement, and you get your orders from somebody that tells you what to do. And any man whose life is directed by Almighty God is no ordinary man, because if he's doing what God says do, he's moving in the cycles of eternity, because God Almighty raises the weak things of the world and confound the mighty. Now, you are important in this world only when you are doing the will of God. You cease to be important when you get out of the will of God. Now, remember that. In the will of God, you are an important person. Out of the will of God, you are not important. Nobody's important. The great men of the world, we think, are important. All they do is to mess us up. Hitler wasn't important. Hitler was a destroyer. Mussolini was not important. Those men are not important. Those Russian communist men are not important. They're dangerous, but they're not important. Yes, they operate in a way to destroy, not to conserve. Now, I said, I, Paul, apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. In other words, I belong to somebody. I wonder this morning, now, if you could ask yourself the question and answer it truthfully. Do you belong to God? Are you his or just partly his? He said, you're with me or you're against me. You're on my side or the other side. You can't be on both sides. There are only two sides, God's side, the devil's side, the side of heaven and the side of the world. Now, you're not both. You're either one side or the other. You either belong to God or you don't belong to God. Now, if you partly belong to God, that means you don't belong to God. See? Oh, you may say, well, I'll give God this. Well, that's nothing. Suppose God asks you something else. Well, I don't know about that. Well, you don't belong to God. Now, Paul went all out on the Damascus Road when the light flashed and the boy spoke and said, what do you have me to do? I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll take orders. Well, he began to take orders from God. Now, if you get your orders from God, you have to go to the Bible to do it. Now, God Almighty tells every man in his own field what he's supposed to do. Now, there are certain general principles that govern all Christians in all sorts of walks of life. Certain principles. God should be first, always first. We shouldn't have anything else first but God. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're a preacher, whether you're a housekeeper, whether you're a merchant, whether you're a banker, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a carpenter, whatever you are. The one that should be first is God. Now, that's a general rule, all right? If God isn't first, you don't belong to God. You partly belong to God in your own estimation. But God said, if you're not all out for me, you don't belong to me at all. Now, when an issue comes up, you either take God's side or the other side. There are only two sides to an issue, God's side and the other side. See? In every little thing, it comes up. Now, he said, whether I eat or drink, I do all for the glory of God. Doesn't matter what you do. You can eat for God's glory, or you can eat for just for the glory of the devil and the world and to ruin your testimony. So many things you can do. All right? Now, he said, apostle, not of man, neither by man. I'm not an apostle of man. I'm an apostle to man. I'm not an apostle by man. I'm an apostle by the orders of God. See? He was to man from God. See? Not from men. That's the way we get the idea, you know. We build machinery and send them out, you know. And they say, well, I serve so-and-so. Yes, I'm loyal to the church. You are? Well, your first loyalty is to God. The church never saved anybody. Your first loyalty is to God. If the church has ever saved, Jesus Christ has saved the church. And some people, when they say they're loyal to the church, they mean they're loyal to a church that maybe isn't loyal to God. Now, remember that. Now, if you're loyal to an organization that's not loyal to God, then you are not loyal to God. Now, remember that. No man's loyal to God when he's loyal to any organization that's not loyal to God. Now, you might attempt to correct an organization. You might say, I'm not going ahead with it if you don't quit this. I'm not going to do so-and-so. I can't do that and be loyal to God. You know, so many of my friends are supporting things that they know are not in line with the will of God. They're going ahead supporting things that they know are contrary to the Word of God. And they're doing it all over the country. But they're doing it to go along, you see, to go along. Well, you should stop there. Your first loyalty is to God. And anything that comes up, even though it calls itself Christian, even though it pretends to be religious, it's not loyal to God. You should say, well, I can't stand that. I can't support that. I can't go along with that. Now, I won't support that. I'm going to be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. I belong to Him. I'm sent out in my life to do His will. That's my business. Now, men and women, if you are a Christian, you don't resent what I'm saying. If you're right with God, you know this is right. You can't be loyal to the United States of America and go out and support communism. You can't do it. No man's that kind of a man. And you can't be loyal to God and support anything that's contrary to what God clearly teaches in the Word. Now, you can't do it. So let's remember that. Now, he said, and all the brethren which are with me under the churches of Galatia. Now, notice what he says. Grace be to you. And peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now I said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you to the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now what is a gospel of grace? Now let's see if we can't simplify this thing so we can all understand it. You are not saved by grace and law. You are saved by grace. By grace are ye saved through faith. That not of yourselves is a gift of God. Now, faith doesn't save you. But you're saved through faith. For instance, I go out here and turn on a hydrant, get a glass of water. Now, the pipe through the water flows. I get the water through the pipe, see. But the reservoir, the water's a reservoir. It flows to me through a pipe. See? All right. Now, faith is a pipe. Remember that now. Through which the grace of God, the water of life, flows to my thirsty soul. All right. Now, I can't earn salvation. I can't pay for it. I cannot go to heaven by keeping the law. People say, well, trust God and do the best I can. Now, doing the best you can won't save you. Now, you trust God. Now, don't get mixed up now. I don't say to a fellow, you've got to do this to be saved, except believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I should be saved. Now, I might say, now, if you are saved, you won't do so-and-so. That's different. If you are saved, you will do so-and-so. Now, you can judge whether a man's saved or not by the things which he responds. You judge him by your responses. If you love God, you keep God's commandments. You won't go ahead and loving God and violate deliberately from His command. He's born of God, doesn't commit sin. It means doesn't practice sin. But you can't be saved by saying, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm not going to do that anymore, I'm not going to do that anymore. You're saved by grace, the unmerited favor of God. Now, if you could wink your eye and buy salvation by a wink of the eye, then you'd have some of the books to that. Now, the gift of God is eternal life. Well, you say, that all I got to do? Yes, you accept what Jesus did. What did He do? He died on the cross for you. He purchased your soul with His blood. You can't earn salvation, you can't pay for it. But if you will just take what He wants to give you, He'll give it to you. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But now, wait, don't get ahead of me now. Just a minute, we'll get to the point you have in mind. All right? Now, when you are saved, you immediately are ready, see, to do what He wants you to do. But you're not saved because you do something. You're not saved because you go to church. You're not saved because you're baptized. You're not saved because you pay your debts. You're not saved because you do that. Now, if you are saved, you will pay an honest debt if you are saved. if you are saved, you will want to go to the house of God, provided it's a place where you can worship God and you're not supporting something wrong and you haven't got a modernistic preacher in the pulpit. It's a different situation. And listen, if you are saved, you have an ear, just like somebody has an ear to music. You can say, that doesn't sound right to me. I've had new converts come in and say, I heard my pastor say so, so that doesn't sound right to me. Well, you know what happened? That new convert was born again. He could understand, because that's in line with the Bible. The Bible says, they that know God hear us. When a man's really saved, he has an ear for the music that comes down from heaven. He has an ear for the music of the Word of God. He has an ear for the note of grace that sounded. Now, he said, he gave himself for you, and said, now you've been moved away from the call of God to another gospel. Now, what was that other gospel? Partly grace and partly works. I trust Jesus and do a part of it myself. You don't do a part of it yourself. It's just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Only trust him, only trust him, that's all. Just trust him. He will save you now. You can't earn it, you can't pay for it. But now when you get it, that makes all difference in the world. How you live after that, you will live right. The Bible teaches it clearly. If you're born of God, you will hear the voice of God. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They'll not follow a stranger. They know my voice, see. But you get a new nature when you're saved. Now, Paul said he was a servant of Jesus Christ. He belonged to him. He didn't belong to man. He belonged to God. His first responsibility was to God. He took God's word. He obeyed God. You remember when they said, shall we obey God or man? Now, you're going to have to settle that in your life. There comes a time in every Christian life where he's got to make up his mind to listen to God or man, to obey God or obey man. You're going to obey God or obey the voice of some ecclesiastical leader. What you going to do? If I ever say anything to you that's not in harmony with the Word of God, don't you accept it. I won't intentionally ever say anything. I believe the Bible from cover to cover. And God Almighty puts in the Bible everything that we need to know about how to do our work and carry on. And the Bible is God's book with orders about everything. The Bible tells you businessmen what to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Your business becomes first in your life. Your business becomes your God, and you become an idol worshiper. If pleasure becomes first in your life, pleasure becomes your God. And you to have no other God before him. All of it's clear and simple and direct and plain. Now let's get back to the Word. First, do you belong to Jesus Christ? Have you trusted him as your Savior? Are you his? Has he saved you? Have you said to him, all right, Jesus, I trust you, I'm saved. Now what do you have me to do? And then he'll give you instruction. Read your Bible. Do his service. Be faithful to him in all things. And it'll be the most wonderful life you ever live. May be hard sometimes, but it'll be wonderful. May God help you to be faithful. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word, for the blessed plan of salvation. We can't earn it, we can't pay for it, but we trusted you and you saved us. We belong to you. Help us to be faithful to you in all things and use us for thy glory. For Jesus' sake, amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. For better than 60 years, Bob Jones University has been dedicated to preaching excellence. This has kept the school strong, true to the Lord, and has encouraged thousands of men to look to BJU for their ministerial training. Learn how to preach the Word at BJU. Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME.